From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Thursday, April 30th.
Coming up, firefighting planes are in the skies above Shasta County for a training this week.
And candidates in several big races in the North State will be in Chico this weekend to take voter questions.
But we'll start in the Yuba-Sutter region, where peach growers are being thrown a lifeline from Washington, D.C. As NSPR's Claudia Brancar reports, the move follows the closure of a major cannery that's left farmers without a buyer for their fruit.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers from California announced earlier this week that they had secured $9 million in federal aid to help farmers remove their peach trees and ultimately replace them. Representative Mike Thompson represents California's 4th Congressional District. He worked to find a solution after Del Monte Foods canning facility in Modesto closed down.
They're going to remove acreage from their farming operation, and USDA, the federal government, is going to step in and provide them with funding.
According to U.S. Department of Agriculture projections, the tree removal program could save growers roughly $30 million in projected losses. Thompson says a big question on farmers' minds now is what they're going to plant in place of the peach trees. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Staying on ag, the Environmental Protection Agency has approved a new type of citrus tree to help combat a damaging disease called citrus greening. The infection has hit citrus production in Florida especially hard and has also been found in California. It's harmless to people but can devastate crops. The new trees are grown on a specially designed root system to help block the disease. The EPA says the newly approved rootstock will allow farmers to rely less on pesticides to protect their orchards.
Moving to Shasta County, residents may notice more firefighting planes in the sky than usual. That's because CAL FIRE and the Forest Service are currently training together to improve coordination between ground and air forces for actual wildfire emergencies.
Officials say the training is currently underway in Redding and involves multiple air tankers, helicopters, and highly skilled Forest Service smoke jumpers. Some planes are expected to be in the sky as early as 7:30 in the morning.
CAL FIRE says the operations are approved by the Federal Aviation Administration and follow strict safety protocols to reduce risk to residents and trainees. The training also includes firefighters from Germany and New South Wales.
The League of Women Voters in Butte County is hosting a Meet the Candidates event this Saturday in Chico. Democratic congressional candidates Audrey Denny and Mike McGuire are expected to attend. So are some candidates for local state assembly and county supervisor races. The candidates will tackle issues like wildfire prevention, agriculture, and housing affordability. The free event runs from 10 in the morning to noon at the Masonic Center on West East Avenue.
In state news, in a move immigration and privacy advocates call a, quote, betrayal, California is preparing to share detailed information about its driver's license holders with a national database that connects DMVs. Opponents say the move could put more than a million undocumented people who have California driver's licenses at risk. CalMatters' Kari Johnson explains.
State authorities say they are required to share the data to comply with the Real ID Act, which sets standards for what kind of identification is accepted at federal facilities like airports. If officials don't share the data, there's concern that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security could refuse to accept California licenses and IDs at TSA checkpoints. That's according to information shared with advocates at a briefing between the California Department of Motor Vehicles and the Office of Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this month. The state plans to provide the data to the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, a trade group led by DMV officials across the country. ANVA has assured California that ICE and Border Patrol won't have access to that database. But advocates are questioning how likely it is a nonprofit group would be able to fend off requests from federal immigration agencies if they came.
A proposal aiming to do away with a corporate tax loophole known as Water's Edge is gaining steam in the state capitol. The bill would prohibit corporations from parking earnings in foreign countries to avoid certain taxes. The bill cleared the Assembly Revenue and Taxation Committee this week. Democratic Assembly Member Damon Connolly introduced the bill. He says California needs to generate more revenue as it braces for federal cuts to social programs.
We can do this by making sure the world's most wealthy corporations simply pay their fair share in California. It's time to repeal Water's Edge and even the playing field for all Californians.
Business and trade groups strongly oppose the proposal and argue international trading partners would retaliate against California. Several have urged lawmakers to oppose it, including Japan, Canada, and the UK.
Finally, Shasta County residents should be on the lookout for a food stamp program targeting seniors. County officials say scammers are posing as CalFresh representatives and going door-to-door asking for personal information, like EBT cards and Social Security numbers, in exchange for gifts. The Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency says it will only ask for those documents at its official offices. And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Kendall. Have a great day.